بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the sharaf of Dr. Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, rahmatullah alayhi. The title is Anko ki Hifazat.
بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہی اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہی اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. پاگل کی طرح پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا، ڈوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا، ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا، رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات، آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا، اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم، ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا، اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم، ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد، دس بیوٹیفل بیان، ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ بیان آف اور آنریبل الیکٹڈ دادا شیخ عارف اللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اکثر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت واز دیٹ شیخ از لائک اور شیخ، اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز گیون دیم دیٹ ابلٹی، دے ہیڈ دے فنگر آن دا پلس آف دا امت، and what was the greatest disease in the ummah, the pandemic on the ummah, Hazrat directly attacked it, and Hazrat took it to such a degree that he made us aware of it, and Allah Ta'ala give me first of all very far from the reality to realize this reality, and how beautifully Hazrat has presented this disease and this bayan in a poetic form to show us that deen is enjoyable, deen is easy, deen is nothing difficult, but it's just that we have to make a little effort, and here we will get the courage to make an effort. When Allah has brought us in this majlis and we listen to the advisors and we take the advisors, myself first, we make the zikr, then see. Hazrat says one of the greatest pandemics of the time, and not the pandemic like the COVID, the cause of that was the pandemic, that hifazat in nazar, controlling the gazes, and protection, protecting the gazes, not just controlling, protecting. Like how a person goes out of his house, he first protects all his valuables, even his money, etc. He is seeing that it is well protected. More valuable and more important than that is, I must protect my eyes. And as Hazrat Awad taught us, that if we don't make an intention before leaving home, or early in the morning, that, oh Allah, I promise I won't look, not just look, lustful glances, I won't look at those things, I must not look. Then inshallah your car will be in first gear. So if it's on a little hill, it won't roll down. But if we don't make no intention to look or not to look, then inevitably we're going to look. And if we make bad intentions, Allah save us, then our iman is at stake. So Hazrat is saying, Be parda haseeno se hua tanga zamana, aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. And Hazrat says, this is such a disease, don't you see what's happening? That is now in Indo-Pak. In our countries, as Hazrat explained, is not bare parda, that women are walking around without veils, and at least they're wearing those loose garments, but today also their garments are so tight. But in our country, it's Uryaniyat. Little sun comes out and the women think that all the heat are on them only. And then making it, Hazrat says, so now these artificially beautiful women, they have made the time so difficult. And today we see wherever you go, any office, anywhere, there's only woman folk. And as Hazrat explained so beautifully, it's nothing to be scared about. Allah is giving out the certificates of Jannah. Just make our intention correct and build our courage. Hazrat says, what is the time become so difficult to live in? Aankhon ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. That now your eyes are troubling your heart. Your eyes are telling that look, look. And the moment you look, the door of the heart is the eyes. And Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Allah gave us such a deen. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even go close. And zina al-ayn al-nazr. What is the zina of the eyes? Just to look. And Hazrat explained so beautifully that our deen is not that you light a fire and say, save yourself. Save sex. There's no such thing like that. Islam says, don't light the fire at all. Don't go near. Don't look and see what peace and contentment you'll have. Hazrat says, just realize logically also think, mumkin nahi surat mein koi ho taghayyur, bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. You think what you're looking at, this artificial beauty, she's going to stay like that all the time. Just give her 2 lakhs and see how she looks. You won't want to look at her. And so her finger is going to change very quick. So what you fooling yourself? It is you wasting your time that now you are attaching your heart to that. Don't attach your heart to that. Attach your heart to the creator of that woman. The maker and who has blessed her with that beautiful complexion. Then you won't even want to look at them. And then see, as Hazrat teaches us, if I control my gaze, your wife, no matter how she looks, she'll be like a hoor-e-een in your house. And you'll enjoy going home. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq. Hazrat says, on the other hand, if you think, no, what Moana is saying, we have to be looking, we are still young. Lekin agar aankho kuna tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi fir dil ka tere unse bachana. Hazrat says, if you did not protect your gazes, and you felt, what's wrong, I'm just casting a glance, I'm just looking, nothing happens to me. Then Hazrat says, mumkin nahi fir dil ka tere unse bachana. It's impossible that in your heart now you will save it. Your namaz won't be at ease, your life won't be at ease. You'll be loving in masri wherever you are, thinking of one foolish woman. And you look at another one, you're looking at others. When you come home, you're thinking of all haram, the woman, and right next to your halal wife. Allah save me and all of us. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, it's not just a spear, it's a poisonous arrow that will go through your heart. So Allah Ta'ala teach us, give us tawfiq that Hazrat has taught us, this is such a disease. If you make an effort to bring this disease under control, it's like picking up a bull. If you can pick up a bull, then all the other gunas will become much more easier. And Hazrat has taught us also that many of us, myself first of all, you can become tahajjud guzar, but this is where we slip. When we don't make a firm intention, qasd-e adam-e nazar, that I make a firm intention, I will not look. Aankho ki hifazat mein unka uska dil ka sukoon bhi. Go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. Hazrat says, guaranteed, if you want peace in your heart, it is only by protecting your gazes. Don't look at what you, not the particularly human folk, but even other things of dunya, just don't look at those things. Keep your gazes low and see what a peaceful heart you'll have. Otherwise, Hazrat says that your nafs, our inner passion and desires got lot of excuses. Say, oh, what's wrong? You're just looking out, like our Hazrat taught us so beautifully, and our Dada Shaykh used to say, in Haram Sharif, you'll be committing zina. Let you say, let me just see how the Egyptian woman look. I'm just want to see how they look, how they look. All this is zina right in front of Kaaba Sharif. So where you gonna, your eyes are gonna be on Kaaba Sharif. Where you gonna have peace as right as Rose Park. Allah Ta'ala save us. So Hazrat says, Doka hai tujhe lut fasino se milega. Now Hazrat is telling us, see what is your cancer. That you got a deception, that you're going to get enjoyment in looking at this artificial beauties. Iblis ke kehne se kabhi uspe na jana. Don't listen to Iblis, and Iblis will tell you, just take little enjoyment, just look, then you'll make tawbah. Iblis is such a cunning enemy, that first he could push you into guna, and after that he says, where you want to make tawbah? Your tawbah will never be accepted. So we don't have to listen to Iblis, we have to be listening to our mashayikh and taking the medicine. And this is a very important medicine for myself and all of us, that what our zikr, if we don't make an effort in this, this is a great pandemic in the ummah today. And how Allah Ta'ala has stressed the laws of hijab in the household of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhan nabiyu kulli azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minin yudnina. The whole bahas, Allah Ta'ala is stressed in the purest of homes. So where can we say, no, nothing will happen to us? Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. Hazrat says, if you don't, if you listen to Iblis and your desire, what's going to happen to you? Pagal ki tarah firte hai usha ki majazi. Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam hai zamana. Like a mad thing you walking around. You think you're enjoying life, but you're thinking of this woman, that woman. And today on the mobile, which porn site, and people that we are even performing our salah, but see where we will be. Hazrat says, bear change, you'll have no peace in your life, day and night. And then just little, the disease comes out, the filth is going to smell. And people come to know that this man is a Maulana, but he's casting glances.
then you'll become the most disgraced person of the time. Allah save me that we make tawbah, make istighfar, take the medicine here from our Hazrat and beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq. Rehna hai agar chain so sun lo ye meri baat, aankhon ko haseenon ki nazar se na milana. See how the Mashayikh, like Allah Ta'ala, when Allah gives a command, Allah, what great kindness and what love. He also, Hazrat is saying, what great love. And our Hazrat teaches us also, if you people really want to have a life of peace, of comfort, of enjoying your ibadat, that is real life. Of coming early to the masjid, enjoying your tilawat, your namaz, then aankhon ko haseeno se nazar se milana. Don't let your eyes even fall again, and don't let it meet. And we even today, sadly, in the zamana that we say, a woman are wearing parda. But Allah Ta'ala says that, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الزِّينَةُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't make apparent your beauty. Today in the form of parda, the pardas are so attractive. So that eye we just meet, and that tells the whole story. And that will break a life, forget your life, our iman it will break. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Finally, Hazrat says so beautifully, اخدر کی یہ ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. Hazrat is saying, what kindness and pain, just listen to this one advice of mine, this advice of our Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib and our Sheikh, that ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. These beauties that you are looking, they are dead corpses. They got no reality in them. As Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Shaitan makes them look beautiful. Don't ever let your heart get attached to that. And for that Allah says, just control your gazes, which is a great command. Allah give me all of us tawfiq.
My name is Ishaq Patel, mashallah. A student graduated also from here. And he's in reunion and doing, mashallah, very great work of deen. One particular aspect, Allah has blessed him very greatly of encouraging people to write Durood Sharif. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif. If you have written Durood Sharif, as long as it's written, Malaika make dua for you. You can have passed away, anything. You are engaged in the other work, but your Durood was written somewhere. Therefore, we shouldn't write S-A-W, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or in Arabic, Sal-Am. Write it in full. And then the Malaika keep on making dua for you. And mashallah, somebody saw a very good dream also of the acceptance of it by Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maulana, with the best quality books he buys, he writes the introduction and he gives the pen also. And he distributes it in the world to different people, that you will pass it on and let people write Durood Sharif. So how much sawab Maulana must be getting? MashaAllah, and there are the work of deen, majlis, everything, carrying on also. So let us listen attentively to Maulana's advices.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. قيل يا رسول الله أي جلسائنا خير؟ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ذكركم بالله رؤيته إلى آخر الحديث. Respected ulama, Hazrat told me to say some words, inshallah, I'll be making a muzakara, what I did hear from Hazrat. And really, it's you people mistake. You must make qadar shukar that you can come to majlis, really. Maybe when you deprive of the company of such personality, so when you come, now you feel that heat of love and in your heart, and so you people can come. It's out of respect I'm saying that, I'm not saying you people can come, so as long as you can benefit from Hazrat, make the most of it, really make the most of it. When we phone Hazrat now and then, even if it's 2 minutes talk about subhanallah, you the word won't be sufficient to express what you feel. But you have to live it. It's something that you must make shukr really. And sitting in the company of mashayikh, only the person, you know, he knows his halat before knowing a sheikh and making a real intention to change, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the way. And when the sheikh got muhabbat for you, subhanallah, definitely that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starting blessing you with all the barakat. And all to what Hazrat says, only the barakat of our Shaykh Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, hafizahullah ta'ala. Really, because ilm is something, but the practical is expression of ilm you get with the pious person. And you know that you have the fikr of husni khatima, that how I can live like, we just hear about the glance, the nazar, you know, every glance. So Mana Hakimul Ummat, Mana Shafari Thani Rahimullah, he quoted Lama Sha'rani Rahimullah. He said, if you know, if you want to know your state in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your glance will tell you if you accepted or not. So that's something that you have to work on it, and we mustn't be despondent, but keep really ta'aluk with Hazrat, seeking his majlis and everything. And each one will feel that he needs that to correct himself, and humility and everything will come. Like Mana Manzoor Mani Rahimullah Ta'ala, once he wrote a letter to Sheikh Mana Zakir Rahimullah Ta'ala. So he, in that letter, he said, Hazrat, I want to write a book about yourself and all your qualities and all your capabilities, so that people know who you are. But because sometimes when a pious person passed away, now people come to know that he was so pious. So in the company of Shuyukh, we learn something that is Husni Khatima, the fear of Husni Khatima, we get humility. So Mana Zakir Rahimullah wrote him back. In simple words, he said, O Manzoor, myself and yourself, we don't know how you're going to pass away. So that in the company of Mashaikh, we know that we're making a lot of good amal, but we have to secure that amal. We have to secure that amal. And in the company of Shuyukh, we'll have that hate for gunas, and we have hate for everything that is contrary to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will finish with that. So the first thing is keep company with Hazrat. Really take most of it, really. We're only here for 1 week, but subhanAllah, each time we see Hazrat, and subhanAllah, our Islam is made, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, really, alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'mati tatimu salihat. So keeping the company of our Hazrat, attend his majlis as much as we can, really. If, you know, living far and, you know, always making dua that Allah give Hazrat long life, so we can take benefit, even in phone, it's not a problem, but being physically, that أَيُّ جُلَسَاءِنَا خَيْرٍ مَنْ ذَكَّرَكُمْ بِاللَّهِ رُؤْيَتُهُ. By seeing him, subhanAllah, your Islam is already made. It's already made, because وَكُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. That صَادِقِين means that Sheikh Yunus Jumpuri Rahimullah said that صادقين means that the heart is truthful, all the limb is truthful, what he says is truthful, his halat is truthful. So it means inner or outer part of him is truthful. So when you sit in the majlis, by only listening, it's not, you won't take benefit as you sit in majlis, looking at the face, you change. Like Allama Iqbal Rahimullah, he changed his life when he was sitting in the majlis of Allama Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahimullah Ta'ala. So that's the benefit of, and second and last thing is what our Hazrat said, we must put on practice. Really, even if you don't understand, that it's ilham, and ilham is accepted. You must read, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahimullah, Ganjinai Asrar, one of his books. Ilham is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Khaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahimullah, he used to say that we have to keep the company of our shuyukh, and what the wird our sheikh give, we must practice and stick on it. Like Khaja Nizamuddin Rahimullah, he used to say that whoever, and not only him, other pious predecessors used to say that whoever Every day, 41 times or 101 times, he did غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَضَّالِينَ. And then he made dua that Allah, O Allah, keep me on the step, on the right path, keep me away from nafsani khayshat, and keep me always with istiqamat on deen, myself, my children. So inshaAllah ta'ala, my family, inshaAllah he'll be saved, inshaAllah ta'ala. So two things, our sheikh company and the will that he gave and the nasihat. جزاكم الله خيرا.